I don't know, we probably better start.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do a roll call?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. So on the call today we have Paulus Miranda, Rolof Meyer, Atsushi Endo, Byron Holland, Giovanni Seppia, and from staff Bart Boswinkel and Christina Nordstrom. Apologies, we have from Fad Batayne, Leonid Todorov, Peter van Roste, Mathieu Weil, and Debbie Monahan.
Okay. We haven't heard from Leslie. I thought she was going to join as well, but...
I haven't heard anything.
Ah, okay. Well, anyway, Bart, thank you very much for sending around the agenda. I trust that everybody has seen it. I don't know if anybody wants to add or change anything on the three topics and any other business that Bart included. No? Okay. Well, let's start with item number one, the notes from the working group meeting in Singapore on the 19th of June. They were attached to Bart's email. Gabi also sent them in July. Giovanni sent a reaction, and that was incorporated. So, Bart, is there anything else that you want to do with those notes?
No, it's just so everybody's aware that they've been sent, and it's concluded. I don't know if anybody has something to note in relation to the notes.
I haven't. So, anybody else?
No.
Okay. Item two then, we got a letter from, or I received a letter from Kurt Fritz that I sent to the list, what was it, I think last week, or I asked Natasha to get in for me. It's quite an extensive letter that covers most of our comments on the previous plan. So, well, let me ask for some comments from people from the group on the call. Anybody who wants to say anything on this subject? Nobody.
Everybody's on mute.
If anybody is saying anything, we don't hear you, so get your phone off mute and try again.
Roll off the
All right. What's that, Byron? Was that you, Byron?
Yes, it's Byron. I actually thought it was a very fulsome, I mean, just as a comment, the thing's going perhaps. I thought it was a very fulsome letter. I'm not sure that they could have addressed as many things as we would have liked, but at least in terms of a response from Kurt, I thought it was fulsome and well thought out. So just as a comment.
Yeah, well, that's about my sentiment about the letter. I think it covers quite a few of the comments we submitted, quite extensively, and it's just a pity that we get it so late, but I think it's... gives us hope for future reactions, and like you say, Byron, it doesn't cover everything, but it's a good step ahead, I think.
Yeah, certainly gave me the sense that at least they're paying attention and noticing the feedback, so I think that's a good sign at least.
Yeah, exactly.
This is more a question from me, this is Bart. Do you want to respond to the letter in the sense of a thank you note?
Yeah, I think we should do that.
Say greatly appreciated and understand. Unfortunately, some of the items were not taken into consideration as we wanted to, but at least you paid attention to them along that line.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's quite a recognition of the work and the energy we put in our reaction. So I think it would be good to confirm that we consider it to be that.
Shall I send you a draft for this one? So once you get back from holidays, you can send it?
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, because I don't have the intention to to make a letter myself now. So if I have to do it, it will be after my holidays, which will be after next week.
Yeah, no, but I can draft one. I can draft one and send it to you and then send it to the list.
I would appreciate that. Yeah, for you.
Because
Bart, this is Bart.
Yeah.
Is that, it is going to be posted on the website, right? Do you know if it has been posted?
And we discussed it yesterday, Christina. I think I forgot to send it to you, did I? Didn't I? It will be posted anyway.
Sorry, I was on mute. It's posted. The letter is posted. It's posted on the SLP website and the announcement page and on the correspondence page.
Thank you.
So you better, Christina, just to make sure that everybody in the CC community is aware, maybe send a note that it is posted.
Okay, sure.
To the CC in his own members list and the council list and to the CCTLD community list.
I will.
Yeah? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Christina. Okay, anything else on this? But from, well, we conclude that it covers a fair amount of our comments, but not all of them. But at least it shows that we consider to be an appreciation of the work we've put into filing our comments. Okay. Then there's the strategic planning process for the item number 3 on the agenda, 2012-2015 strategic plan. It's out for comments, and has everybody looked at the ICANN website, what they're asking for? I take that as a yes from everyone, but in fact they have, like, I expect that you've all seen Mathieu's email on this. It's a completely new approach again. They're 8 items on which they solicit comments: policy development process, multi-stakeholder model, globalization, internationalization of ICANN, underdeveloped nation participation, DNS stability and security, introducing more competition, consumer trust and choice. That refers to the new GTLD process, strategic metrics, and general comments on the strategic plan.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't, apart from the planning of the planning process, the timeline, they haven't filed anything else for comments apart from the list of these 8 points. And they're asking community feedback on exactly those 8 points. I must say that I'm tempted to react, but I don't think it would be a good thing, and that's for 2 reasons. Because I'm not very much in favor of this kind of an approach where you, as an organization, you ask your stakeholders the very open question on, please, these are the areas that we would like to have your suggestions for our strategy. I think it's better that ICANN shows that it knows where it's heading by filing a draft strategic plan, or at least the framework of that plan. But the second reason is that I think that by the comments that we filed on the previous strategic plan and on the operational plans, we have made sufficiently clear what we think that the priorities should be. And I don't think that we can add much without repeating ourselves. But that's my position. So I'm interested to hear from the rest of the group, from those on the phone, on the call at least.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Rolf, it's Giovanni. My comment relates to the fact that if you look at the draft timeline, I mean, I agree with what you said. I find I don't feel comfortable with the fact that they have opened it for comments or inputs or whatever they like to receive. They stated they were going to do it in July. At the end, they did it on the 29th of July, which is the day before weekend, the last weekend of July, which is basically not July anymore, it's August. And doing this comment period in August doesn't leave much room for gathering a lot of comments because of the holiday season. This is something that we have already pointed during the meeting we had, the last meeting in San Francisco, and also the one in Singapore, that gathering comments during holiday season, so that's not the best time frame to do so. And what I understood is that they would like to channel the comments via this SWOT analysis. So they not only request comments on specific areas, but also preferably what they say is that if that is done in light of the SWOT analysis, which to me is something that they should do and not request the community to do. But again, that's my view, and I agree with you that I would feel, you know, rather not to intervene at this stage.
Okay, thank you, Giovanni. That's a clear position. Anybody else? There's a silence. Well, the people who don't say anything. Does it mean that you agree with Giovanni and/or me? Or are there people who have a different opinion, who think that we should file comments?
Roloff, it's Byron. I concur with what Giovanni and you have just said.
Okay.
This is just to share that I'm fine with the comments, and let's move on.
Okay. So, if I may make a suggestion, I don't think it would be a good idea to keep completely quiet. So, how do you feel about if we send out a comment in which we state, well, roughly what we have just said, that we have difficulties with both the timeline and the approach, that we think that it would be better that the community has the possibility to react to at least an outline or a framework of a strategic plan, and that we don't think it's a good approach to ask such open questions, but show that ICANN, the organization, has an idea about in which direction it should move. And that, on the other hand, we think that by previous comments we have given ample input for a first draft of the 2012-2015 strategic plan. Would that work? Is that a good idea? Or do you feel we should just keep quiet and do nothing?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good idea. I agree.
Byron?
I agree. Best to put some... I think we should not remain silent, and you're correct.
Yeah, okay. Okay, if the rest agrees with that as well. Bart, I think this is... If you have time constraints, I would prefer if you could find time to work on a draft on this one first, considering the time constraints that we have.
Yeah, this one will take a bit more time, but say the thank you note is probably a matter of a couple of minutes. So I think I can do both before you're back in by the end of next week, and so we can send it round if you feel comfortable with it, and then because this one isn't very long either, this submission.
No, I think we just refer to a previous comments in the letter. We don't attach them. But we have until, 29th of August,
so there's another 2 weeks.
Another 2 weeks, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So that should give the SOP enough time to, say, refine the submission and submit, and you can submit it in time.
Yeah, okay. Okay. But if you need to talk to me about it, you can always call me.
I'll drop you an email so you have time.
fine. Any other inputs on this item 3 on the agenda?
No.
Okay, so before we go to any other business, let me just swap the two last points on the agenda around. We will have our next meeting, including a face-to-face meeting in Dakar. I don't think it's probably not necessary to have a conference call in between. Because
Rudolf,
Dakar is when? Yeah?
Rudolf, if you look at the... I think you might need one before the Dakar meeting. If you look at
the time schedule,
it is the intention, and I wouldn't be surprised if it would be the end of September, but that by mid-September at least we set a date for the SOP to look at the draft strategic plan.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, post-draft strategic plan is now set for September. It's unclear if it's...
So that could be either mid or end of September, I don't know. I assume it will be end of September, but to provide enough time, I would schedule something either very, very early October or even late September, so the working group can provide a submission.
Yeah, if I look at the timeline, I see that there's a gap between September 11 post-draft strategic plan and September 11 SOAC consultations. So if we expect that the consultations are towards the end of September, that would mean that the posting of the draft plan would be somewhere in the middle of September.
Yeah.
If the length of the,
yes,
the timeline is
in
any way related to the length of a month.
Yeah, I can check with Carol Cornell when she expects the draft strategic plan to be posted.
Okay, and then if you can communicate that to Christina, then maybe Christina you can send around the
then we organize it. Yeah.
For call. Okay.
Yeah.
And the face to face in Dakar, will we do as we do always? We have our meeting on Sunday afternoon.
Yes. That's up to you. Say that's the normal time, but if
it's fine with me.
Yeah,
it works well. So if we set it up for Sunday afternoon, we try the same time. Was it 2 p.m.?
Yes, or swap the it's normally you have the SOP and finance back to back, and maybe in this case the other way around, depends on. But that's a matter. Say what we'll do. What we'll do, we allocate the slot for 3.5 hours or 2 or 4 hours on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, and then we'll see which we take first. Is that okay with you, Byron?
Yes, that's fine with me.
Okay. I don't have the date. What do you know that, Bart? What Sunday will that be?
Let me check. It will be the Sunday, the 23rd of October.
Okay. Okay. That's good. So we will have one somewhere between the middle and the end of September. We have a conference call and 23rd of October, Sunday, 2 p.m., or at least we have a time slot for 3.5 hours. We will do the SOP and the finance working group.
Yeah.
Roloff, this is Christina. I just got disconnected when I heard you say my name, so... I'll be happy to do the doodle or whatever it was you asked.
Yeah, but we'll organize it.
Yeah.
We organize it, Christina.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we were talking about you for about half an hour. Sorry, you missed
that.
No, that's good, Christina. Okay, back to the agenda then. Any other business already?
No.
Bart, did you have any suggestions for any
other... No, not really. The only thing is... No, not really, not at this stage.
Did we forget to cover anything, or are we okay?
I think we're okay, yeah?
No, the only thing is... But this is more, looking ahead to the next phase of planning, but that's probably something that... you, Rudolf, and Byron need to discuss. The ops plan process will be initiated as well. So, who is going to do what and which part of it will be covered, that's something to discuss, but it's also good for the working group to know.
Yeah, that's a correct point. Yeah, thank you. We'll work that out.
Okay, people, if that's all, then I'm very happy to close the meeting and go back to the riverside and have a swim.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're all very eager to go back to work.
Oh, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you all for joining the call. And, well, we'll talk to each other in September then.
Yeah, okay. Have a nice day, Rudolf. Have a nice day, all.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Christina, thanks for preparing this. Bye-bye.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.